going. Everybody stop. Hang on.
Petty alert. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. I am producer Dare Taylor today, driving us down this terrifying river rapid. And joining me in the back of the canoe, we have, drumroll, Ashlyn Day.
Hello again.
I'm taking you as my prisoner in the canoe.
Oh, yes.
And also joining us today, we have another special guest who hasn't been on in some time, so I'm sure you all are just refreshed and ready to see Miss Grizzy Lynn.
Oh, hello, hello. I'm so glad, and you're so glad that I'm back. That's what I meant to try to say.
Hey, it's less work for me, you know?
Gosh.
And guess what we're doing today?
Well, I don't know. We got a piece of paper in our hands.
It looks like a quiz of some sort.
I know. Multiple choice?
Huh? I'm making you all do homework on my episode today. So, not even like 2 months ago, we brought together a collection of cosplay attendants and we made them go through this quiz with multiple choice. And these are essentially the worst case scenarios that could happen to a cosplayer at a convention. So I thought it'd be funny as cosplayers ourselves to go through the same quiz. Now, if you're wondering where you can actually find their answers, it's actually on our Patreon. But if enough of you watch this episode and beg us to put it on the main YouTube channel and on Spotify and everywhere you listen, we might splice these two episodes together so you'll get their answers and our answers in one. Let us know in the comments section if that's what you like.
Beg.
So, who wants to read the first prompt?
Ash?
Oh, well, I'll do it. All right. So, the first prompt is, you were at a convention with your friend, the cosplayer, and you are attending them. You happen to see their ex walking up to catch up with the cosplayer. Ooh. Do you?
Ooh.
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 I'm just reacting. Sorry. I'm going to throw you off. I was just giving you a reaction.
Do you step in front of them and yell at them to back off? Tell the cosplayer that their ex is approaching and give them time to react? Go talk to the ex and distract so your cosplayer can slip away and avoid them? Or do nothing, and maybe they won't interact with the cosplayer.
Oh, so many options.
I know. Yeah.
I need more context.
That's exactly what they said.
Yeah, I'm like, well, was it a bad breakup? Like, do we not like this ex? I mean, do we care?
I mean,
what if, like, your friend, you, the handler, is, like, still homies with this ex?
So you have to assume that we don't really know, like, okay, this is all you get. So let's pretend that this is your job for the day, that you are like, hey, you're going to attend Sniper Wolf, or I don't know, I'm just trying to pick somebody random, somebody that you don't know at all. And you're like, well, I know that that's their ex. What am I going to do?
I mean, I'm leaning towards B, to at least inform them, because then in that moment they can tell me, distract them or get me out of here or I don't care. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be my answer too. I would just let them know so that they can tell me how they want me to proceed for them.
Yeah. In my opinion, I feel like B is like the top answer when I compiled this list. Obviously, you don't want to make a scene. I also have like C as a potential answer as like, you know, like maybe a second place answer. Like you would get like 1 point for that one just because I do think it's still
that would
appropriate.
Be my second place answer too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. All
so,
right.
Yeah. Not that we're keeping track of points here or
nice
anything.
This gentle, is gentle just start.
Gentle.
Right, right. Easy. We're just floating down the river. All right. Chrissy, you want to take prompt number two?
Sure. You notice the cosplayer, the one you're attending, is having a wardrobe malfunction and is posed solo for a photo without another person in it. Imagine a nip slip, a thong strap, something bad enough you know the cosplayer wouldn't want. You, A, let the photos keep happening and try to gesture charade style to the cosplayer about the issue. I've done that before. B, step in front of the cosplayer, creating a barrier between the photographers and tell them subtly about the issue. C, tell the photographers taking the photo to hold off for a second, then approach the cosplayer and subtly tell them while creating a barrier. D, pretend you're on a movie set and yell out, wardrobe, I gotta fly in, announcing that there is a problem and letting everyone in the near area know about it.
Well, clearly it's D, right?
Like, everybody stop! Hang on!
Petty alert! What are we thinking?
I think B. I would just, like, very sneakily be like, I'm just going to go in here. I'm going to, like, fix your hair. Hey, by the way, you got to check this little area right here. Okay, okay. Let them make sure it's all good so that I can back off and let them continue.
Yeah, I think B is a good solid option. What are you thinking, Chrissy?
I mean, I kind of – D is kind of like the louder version of B in a way. Because as a person who does frequently work on set as a makeup artist and sometimes stylist in a wardrobe, you have to come in. You have to fly – you do have to fly in to fix things or, you know, coming in, like, hold on. Just don't announce it sometimes. Because, like, the photographers don't see sometimes or they know exactly what they're looking at. And they're trying to take photos.
They
of
don't.
It.
Yeah, they 99% of the times I'll sometimes look at a photo
do,
and I'm like,
sometimes I don't. But yeah, I mean, I like B, just kind of like to step in, create the barrier. It's obvious the photographer should stop taking photos at that point and just, like you said, distract. Like, oh, I'm just gonna fix this little thing, and then kind of be like, yo, everything is. You wanna fix that?
Yeah, this is another case of, like, obviously knowing the cosplayer, in my opinion, you'll be able to pick the best answer for them, because I think telling the photographers that you're going to step in is still acceptable, especially if it's a crowd you've been around. Just be like, hang on, everyone, I'm going to step in for a second, and then approaching the cosplayer and saying, hey, you got a little thing happening right there. So I think the two answers that would, like, equally get top points would be B, stepping in front of the cosplayer without telling the photographers, and I think C as well. It just depends on the relationship, the rapport between the photographers and the assistant, in my opinion.
I don't think I've ever had a photographer get mad because you're stepping in to fix something.
No.
Usually they're like, oh,
I have.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Probably because I wasn't there.
Because they go to take the photo, and then all of a sudden they get the backside of your attendant, and then they're like, oh, and then they get all mad, and you're like, oh, just give me a second.
It's like, we're just preparing you for the best photo possible. We want to make this better for you, too.
Mm-hmm. We want to give you the best outcome, man. Mm-hmm. It's a waste of our time if we don't look exactly like you want us to.
Yeah, we know that there's one good photo in 200, okay? This might be the one.
It might be.
We only get one good photo. That's it. Only one.
That's the ratio. Mm-hmm. It's proven.
Yeah. All right, moving on to number three. Your cosplayer has their gloves off, cape off, and is eating lunch. A fan approaches with their cell phone out, looking like they want a photo.
Oh, hell no.
Do you, A, ignore them, let them snap the photo? After all, the cosplayer is disassociating and probably wouldn't even notice. Mm-hmm. B, interrupt lunch without asking the cosplayer and tell them to get dressed and have them pose for the photo because it'll be real fast. Uh-uh. C, tell the person that the cosplayer is on break and will be back on the floor in an hour or so. Or D, fight the fan to the death and stand upon their dead body and kneel to the cosplayer. Monologue to them that you will always defend their lunch break, even if it means murder.
Murder.
Or murder.
Oh, man. Okay.
Well, definitely D for sure, right?
I was going to say, what do you think the guys picked?
So epic. I'm willing to bet Cosmo picked D.
I think they all collectively picked
D. Oh my gosh, okay.
As a, like, unanimous, like, to the death.
That's cute. That's fun. Okay.
That's fun. That's sweet.
That is very sweet.
Personally, I would pick C because that's the least dramatic and fighty answer.
For sure. For sure.
I mean, as one who dissociates, not disassociates, but dissociates on the regular all the time, even in cosplay, and I'm ready to go, I probably wouldn't notice, but I do notice when I'm eating, when it's obviously like half in my costume, half out. And it's one of my biggest pet peeves is when you're sitting there not ready to go. You're not posing. You're not like with your group or whatever, or you're completely sitting in a restaurant away from everything trying to enjoy a meal and somebody wants to take a photo with you. And it's hard when it's always like a little kid that walks up and they're really – the little one wants – and you're just like, fuck. You're like food hanging out of your mouth. Like, yeah, let's get in here and photo. Yeah, I mean, see, I would speak on behalf of them and be like, oh, she's on a break right now. With a little combination of throw some D in there just for fun. Just a little bit of D. Just the D for a little bit.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, because that whole thing in B, getting dressed real fast, we don't know what you're wearing. You could be, like, layers of armor. Like, this isn't going to take a minute real fast.
Nope. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, D is just kind of just to make everybody laugh. And,
yeah, it's
you know,
fun.
Just for the giggles. But, yeah, I think C is obviously the best answer when it comes to, like, you know, tell the person the cosplayer's on break and they'll be back whenever they go back. So
appropriate.
Yeah, I felt like that one's pretty fair. Yeah. But fighting to the death is pretty cool.
I'd like to see it sometime.
You'd get some mad points for that, I feel like.
Hell yeah.
All right, Ash, you want to take number four?
Yeah. So your cosplayer is on a panel, and you notice the Q&A line is a bit long. Do you A, do nothing? You're not a part of the panel. Who even are you? This is above your pay grade. Go to the bar, grab a drink, and enjoy all your hard work. B, get up and assist the Q line. Quietly ask each person in line what their question is so there are no repeats, and vet the question is appropriate to the panel. Cut the line, telling people that you're so sorry, but you can't, but you can stay after to ask. Give hand signals to the cosplayer, expressing 5 minutes left, 2 minutes left, so on. C, stay and support the panel, but don't interfere with the line. Or D, fight the line to the death.
Ooh, another fight to the death.
Another fight to the death.
So much fighting to the death.
I mean,
it's always D.
It's always
D for death.
Yeah. I wonder who like made the quiz. Who did that?
Ooh.
So silly.
I think B is obviously the appropriate answer. But again, the context. Usually when you're in a panel room, they've got panel volunteers who are telling you like 5 minutes, this, what, and that. And they're kind of going around with a microphone. I do really like, though, asking, like, if you want to go up and kind of help with the line and asking questions ahead of time to make sure no one's duplicating the questions and then making sure that they're appropriate. I think that's a very, very good role, as we've experienced before, Dare, at panels and events with certain questions that have not – that probably should not have been asked, depending on the context of the panel. But, yeah. I don't think they need to necessarily tell you 2 minutes or 5 minutes left because they've got the assistants that are running around in those panel rooms, you know, holding up the 5 minutes, the 30 seconds, whatever.
Yeah, I think when I was putting that one together, it kind of boiled down to, like, imagine there's no one helping and no one on top of it kind of thing. But I agree. Obviously, if that's someone else's job, you know, they shouldn't do it. But
the line maintenance is always helpful, especially if you don't see anybody there. Like, we've had people do it for us before, and I'm blessed them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
have you had an experience?
I would choose B if I wanted to go above and beyond, right? Especially like if I was getting paid or I really like cared about the person that I'm working on that day with.
True.
But I mean, C is also acceptable if you're like, if you're just there, like if you're not getting paid, you're just purely there to help your friend out because, you know, they really needed assistance with the thing. Just being there to support is great, but going above and beyond is B for sure. Mm-hmm. Just making sure the lines are managed.
You go above and beyond, and maybe that cosplayer will buy you that drink after.
Maybe. Hey, maybe.
You know, get a little bit of B and A, you know?
And just a touch of D.
Just a touch of B, you know?
Just the tip. Yeah.
I do love the, like, do nothing. I forgot how comedic I wrote this. I'm like, oh, that's,
yeah. Well, you haven't looked at this in, like, 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I kind of forgot that how this
do
all
nothing?
Out.
Who even are you?
Like, I didn't hold back, clearly. Chrissy, do you want to take number five?
You are attending a cosplayer, and they tell you they have to use the bathroom pretty quickly. Let's imagine they just have to pee suddenly. Do you, A, cut the line and tell them to just move quickly through the line? B, tell the line you both will be right back and escort the cosplayer to the restroom. After all, they might need an unzip. Then escort them back to finish the line if it's still there. C, cut the line and tell the people in line the cosplayer swiftly needs to take a break, so they will need to move through the line quickly. Line moves faster. You then escort the cosplayer to the restroom. D, what? The cosplayer needs something? I just caught a rare Pokemon on Pokemon Go and fight them to the death.
D is real good, man.
I want all these on t-shirts.
There's a lot of death on this choice answer situation.
Dare, you're way more morbid than I thought.
I know. What do you mean?
Your little goth side is coming out.
Yeah.
I just slowly am losing patience for people, I think. Or I just really don't like my attendance choices.
Like at this time. At this time. Whatever was going on in your life at the time while you were writing this.
I was like angrily fight to the death. I'm just kidding.
Defend my honor.
Defend me. what are we thinking? I don't feel like this answer is obvious at all.
I mean, personally, because the way I like to work lines, I would do C because I would rather just get everyone who's already there done so that they don't have to, like, feel disappointed that I wasn't able to get to them, but no more new people coming in because I need to go somewhere. Mm-hmm, so if I was handling somebody I would think of it in that perspective and be like, I'm sure that they would just like to get these people who are already here out of their way so that they can go on their merry little way and have the rest of their day and they don't feel sad.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just from my perspective. I don't know if other, like, there's other cosplayers who are like, I gotta do it now, right now. Mm-hmm. So, but that's right. Personally, that's my feeling.
Yeah, I also feel like it depends on the proximity to the bathroom and the weight of the emergency is kind of what the guys boiled it down to, because they were like, what if she's got diarrhea? So they were taking it a little far, which is why I added, imagine she just has to pee. Like, let's not,
yeah,
you know.
She just gotta pee.
But I could hold it for a long time, so, you know, I'm good.
There's a lot of emergencies we could all be having. Like,
it's true.
Right.
You know, as a woman, you maybe got to change your tampon. You know, mm-hmm, it could be, yeah, mm-hmm. You don't want that to be in photos, no, you know, if there's a leak or something crazy like that. Yeah, this is like, I mean, I've had great handlers in the past who do the 5-second countdown. That's one of my favorite things to do when you're, especially in a group and you're taking the photo. Mm-hmm. Your handler, so that you don't have to do it, will do the 5, 4, 3. They do a countdown just so everyone knows. And the photographers, I don't know how they know. They just instantly, it's like a dog whistle. They just take the photos. Because they know that countdown's going to end, and that was always helpful. And I've had to do that before, even in the group, trying to pose and be cute and count down at the same time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's not fun.
Because otherwise they will take that group shot all day.
All day long.
Yeah.
And listen, I love a good group moment, but girl, I don't want to hold that for 5 minutes straight. No. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to hold
those. You pause and it's like, hey, can we do solos? Let's do the solos first, and then everyone can go to the restroom. And
I'm going to pee myself.
Yeah.
Someone will pay for that photo. Somebody wants that photo.
You're not wrong.
Big bucks for that.
I feel like the top two, I mean, it obviously depends on the people. I think leaving the line there is a little unprofessional in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because even at when I worked for Walt Disney World, that was not a thing. You were never allowed to leave set. And you'd hope that your cosplayer, the person you're attending, is responsible and is an adult and can try to – hey, I've got to use the bathroom in 10 minutes kind of thing. You know, you'd hope for that, but obviously you can't control that sometimes. So I feel like cutting the line and telling them to kind of okay, then just pick up the pace is still a good option. But I do think the best option is cut the line, tell the people in the line that they have an emergency. So that way everyone's in on the loop.
Yeah.
That way they don't feel like they got slighted.
But if people will wait, they'll wait.
Yeah.
Until you to come back. Or you're like when we've been on our way to a panel and you're like, you can come to this panel and we can't stop for a photo, but come to this panel. Mm-hmm. And then you can take photos there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think just leaving them hanging there, unless it's an emergency, or tell them to come back in an hour or something. Yeah. Number 6, you notice a fan taking an inappropriate photo of your cosplayer, them bent over. Do you A, fight the fan to the death, baby?
First one.
Season A now. It moved. Mm. B, confront the fan by asking them to delete the photo. C, take a photo of the fan, step away, and find security to report the problem. D, don't say anything. One bent over photo isn't a big deal. It is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
We'll fight you to the death if you think it's not a big deal.
It's about consent, okay? Cosplay is not consent. Has a person who's had to deal with this before and who's worked for LACC for, I don't know, 16 years, C is probably the most safest, legal, appropriate way to do it. Take a photo of the person. You can confront them, but you definitely have to report them. You have to immediately find security and report them. And some people don't often do that. And then this person's walking around, you know, with the mirror on the bottom of their shoe or a camera down there, whatever the case may be. And we see it happen all the time. Although if I see it happen in front of me to either one of you guys, I'm just A, fight.
Yeah.
I'd probably confront them, talk some shit to them, but then, you know, threaten to report.
Are you picking fight the fan to the death?
They're not a fan.
They're a predator.
They're a predator.
Yes, fight the predator to 100%. The death.
And certain conventions take that very seriously, and they will, you know, escort you out. And, you know, in depending on the context of what the severity of what they did, you can press charges.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you should if you have the emotional capacity to do so. Mm-hmm. Definitely, I would do a combo of both B and A, or B and C. And also A. You know what?
Yeah.
All the three top. I think that it's very important to make sure that not allowing people who are predatory to exist in community spaces that are and can be vulnerable. Like, we're, you know, some of us are wearing very little clothing, mm-hmm. right? And or like people who are not comfortable with their body showing, and somebody is taking you know, advantage of their ability to see something that they weren't given consent to see, or take a photo of something that they weren't given consent to take a photo of, right? Like, protecting people's modesty and also protecting people's like comfortability in like less amounts of clothing is really important. And people in this community often forget that it is very much consent. Like, if you take mm-hmm. a photo with me, it is consent. I'm giving you consent. And if you do it against my will, that's, to me, that's very akin to assault.
Yeah.
If you're not
yeah.
notifying me that you're taking a photo, that's assault. And like, it's just not cool. And it mm-hmm. leads to more and more predatory behavior, I think, if it's not stopped mm-hmm. and it's not, you know,
confronted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always try to keep an eye on the photographers who, and I love that they ask for you to, you know, can we do a butt shot? Mm-hmm. Can we do butt photos? Can you do this? And they don't just tell you. They ask, like, that is very important, is to ask. But then keep an eye on them if you say no, because no is a complete sentence. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That if they try to sneak one in, like yeah. when you've turned away or you're walking away or something, because mm-hmm. I've seen that before too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't like that. Yeah, I don't think the only wrong answer is the, like, don't say anything. Obviously, even if you see a stranger having this kind of moment happen, I think it's well within your means to walk up and say, hey, I just witnessed somebody taking a photo of you while you were bent over. I'm going to go confront them, or like letting that person know, you know, because like mm-hmm. we don't always have attendance with us. So it can be kind of scary for us if we just happen to walk off on our own and somebody takes a photo of us when we're in a compromising position. So I think not saying anything at all is like the only wrong answer. Inviting the fan to the death straight away, obviously, I think is escalating the situation, making a scene when it's not essentially your job to make the scene. It's security, you know, like go get somebody else involved so that way there's more eyes on the situation. But
and definitely keep an eye out for others too, not just you, like your attendance that you're, or the cosplayers you are attending. Like,
yeah, that's what I was just saying.
Yeah, it's happening like everywhere. And you know, I do like to, if you can, make it obvious to take the photo of the person who's doing it and make mm-hmm. them feel uncomfortable and be like, how do you like, this is how it feels.
And at the end of the day, we're a community. We gotta look out for each other.
So yeah.
We gotta be girls,
yeah.
girls.
Yeah.
Just like yell it out. Yeah. Why are you taking a picture of her butt?
Just like yell just it.
Be like, predator! Just make it very apparent that it's happening. Are we back at the top again? So Chrissy, I think you're, or no, Ash, you're number
it's
7.
It's me. Okay, number 7 is a fan tries to haggle with the cosplayer's prices at the cosplayer's booth. Do you, A, let the cosplayer handle it? They seem to have the situation handled. B, the customer's always right, so bud in the convention and get them. Wait, so bud in the convention? What is that?
Conversation.
Yeah. But in the conversation. I read that
Did
really
I spell
wrong.
That wrong? Is that not how you do
it? No, so I read it wrong. And also, I think it's butt in.
But, is it yeah, butt? Oh, I thought it was bud. Like a flower, like rosebud, like I don't know.
Like a bud of flower.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay. B, the customer is always right, so butt in the conversation and give them the discount they wanted. Giving in does get them to go away faster. C, step closer to the conversation to hear both sides and support whatever the cosplayer says/does. Or D, stand firm on the prices no matter what. I mean, depending on what they're trying to do, like if they're buying like a large amount, like C to D, but mm-hmm. like to me, I'm like, don't undervalue my work. What I set my prices at is what I value my work, and it's my hard fought hours of learning and posing and producing all of these costumes and the art that they become through prints and merchant, et cetera, et cetera. And I've set my value as an artist, and I would like that to be respected. Now, normally, I'm happy to give, like, a little bit of a discount if you're buying, like, a lot, because mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I appreciate the support. I want to make sure that you feel appreciated. But if you're trying to, like, talk me down, if, like, a print is, like, let's say it's, like, $50 because it's, like, really, like, well thought out and really, like, spicy and good.
Yeah.
and that's my price. And you're trying to be like, I want to pay $20 for this. Like, well, I'm sorry, it's not in your budget, but I cannot lower my work value to meet your budget just because you can't afford what my prices are. Mm-hmm. So I am more of like a C to D kind of person.
Okay. So the step closer to the conversation here, both sides, and then the stand firm on the price.
Yeah.
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 I think those are fair answers. Chrissy, what you look puzzled. What's going on over there?
I just feel like, for example, if Cosmo were helping me at my booth, it'd be A all the way for him. He knows better.
Just let you handle it?
I mean, he's a really great salesman. And, like, I've had Kendra, my assistant, assist me before. And I think all of these answers, they're all pretty fine. They all work depending on the cosplayer. I think mm-hmm. they're all great for everybody subjectively. I mean, if I was attending somebody, I'm very much a C. Like, I will always listen in to be like, mm-hmm. do they need – like, I'm an observer, and I will watch and listen and just eavesdrop as much as I possibly can. But, yeah, I mean, no is a complete sentence. So, yes, you can stand firm. And, like, we've done plenty of times bulk discount on things. Like, mm-hmm. oh, you're buying this? Plus, when it's, like, a Sunday or the last day of a show and you're like, I don't want to take this home. Yeah. I don't want to take this home. Then, yeah, that's when more people shop on Sundays and spend more money then, unless it's limited stuff. But, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think any one of these is really, really wrong. You don't have fight to death on here. And I'm like,
I don't have fight to the death on here. You know,
you can combine all of them.
I had to kind of like, you know, remove fight to the death for, you know, for this
Give her a break. She needs a break.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of agree that there's not, like, when I was compiling these, there's not really a wrong answer here. I think a lot of it just depends on the person you're boothing with and their personality. Because sometimes, like, when I'm boothing at certain places, I don't really want to be seen as the bad guy. So sometimes it's nice to have the attendant play the bad guy a little bit. So I like to be seen as, like, the good guy sometimes. Like, oh, maybe let's give him a, you know, like, so.
Good point.
It depends. Because, like, people, especially for, like, Ash and I, well, I mean, you make things too, like Chrissy does. So maybe this doesn't fall under for you. But for me, it's like, I don't make any of my stuff. My stuff is just, like, photos of me.
That's not true. You've made you'd stuff before.
But also sometimes. You make the things in the photos sometimes too. That costs money. And that's part of the art. Yeah.
Dear, accept that you're an art too. You're an artist.
Okay.
Maybe on a piece of paper, high gloss or matte.
I made this quiz.
You built everything up until
you
that
produced
point.
That photo shoot. You did. You went out and you found the photographer and you went. Yeah. It's a whole thing. It's all part of the art.
Don't undervalue yourself.
Yeah, dare.
Dare.
Just gonna hand under the table now. I'll let you guys run this. No, but I think sometimes when it boils down to, like, if I'm just selling, like, signed prints and stuff, it's easier for me to kind of go, like, okay, I'll negotiate if they're buying a bunch of stuff, like Ash had said. I think it'd be different if I was selling, like, a made item. Like you had said, like a $50 print. To me, it's like if I made a $50 costume piece, I wouldn't bend on the price of that for someone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think there's not really a wrong answer here. It just all depends on the person that you're attending. Yeah. But I was curious to hear, like, what you both would more lean towards, just to see what you would gravitate towards. Because it's always interesting to hear people's viewpoints on that. But yeah, I like to remain the good guy. I like to be like, could we give them a discount? We should. I mean, so that's my thing.
You make a good point, though. If I've actually handmade something that I'm proud of and it's a piece of my art, which is a piece of me, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to sell this for less than what I
– yeah.
Materials, labor, all that, like, artistic.
And I think that of my cosplays, too. Like, even if it's just a print, if I made the cosplay and you're like, I don't value this where you see it, I'm like, okay, but this is my art. This costume was a piece of me I created as my baby. And it's a picture of that. So, sorry. Yeah, unless you want to buy a bunch of them, then I will give you a discount.
Bulk discount.
Yeah. If you learn nothing from this episode, buy a bunch of stuff and we'll throw in some goodies for you.
Buy in bulk.
Buy in bulk, kids. Or adults.
No kids.
Yeah.
No children. 18 over.
Yeah. Who's up next? Is it me?
I think it's me. No.
Is it you? It's you. You can go.
All right. A fan makes a comment to you at the urinal about the hot, sexy cosplayer you're with at the con, but you're in the bathroom. Lie and tell them that's your wife and they need to back off and fight them to the death. It's back. B, tell them that's right. They are so hot and sexy. That's why you're banging them. Have a bro moment in the bathroom. Oh, are we going to jump and do high fives?
While they're peeing at the urinal.
Over the hot babe you're attending. Oh my God, no, dare the visual.
Yeah.
C, ignore them. D, tell them politely you are not comfortable discussing your boss in this manner. Oh, we've jumped to boss. Okay, that your boss. Mm-hmm.
She'll know how it ends. She'll know.
Don't know if I've ever experienced that in a urinal personally, but
I did last week. It's just, it was rough. It was rough, man.
I don't know. I can relate, but sort of. I mean, people have complimented, but not all. Okay, so not all of my handlers are my partners romantically, and vice versa. So I'm always about the like, yeah, aren't they hot? Yeah, they are gorgeous. Yeah, they are stunning. Yeah, they are this and that. But I'm not like, I am not possessive. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless there's something really, really inappropriate and like gross and predatory.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just like hot, sexy cosplayer, it's a compliment that's not really inappropriate.
Let's pretend it's not a compliment. Let's pretend it is predatory, because that's kind of the direction I was aiming for without using graphic words. Yeah. Let's pretend.
Then I would. A.
Yeah, and fight them to the death!
just defend their honor in a way that's verbally and not fighting to the death, and just kind of let someone know. Because, again, not everyone knows that they're being inappropriate, and you can tell them that that's inappropriate. So, yeah, kind of in a way, D, but combine a little bit of A.
Sure, yeah.
And, like, definitely not B. Unless it's kind of like you just need to get out of the situation, then we all need to stay and do what we need to survive a situation to get out of. But yeah, I don't know about ignoring them, because they're just going to say it to the next person that walks in, or like somebody else. Or
yeah, I feel like ignoring them weirdly would escalate the situation for some reason, depending on the person. But yeah, this one is a little hard to come up with, because like I've heard of this situation happening, but I've never had it happen to me. So I'm curious.
I mean, I've never been at a urinal.
There's that.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
this
is great
probably for the guys.
I have been at like a bar and have had a person tell me that a person that I was there with was really hot and like wanted to have me help them get access to them.
Oof.
And so, you know, like in that respect, I have definitely lied and been like, that's my girlfriend, actually. So you actually can't. Because I know that would be unwanted attention from that person to that cosplayer. Mm-hmm. But for me personally, if I was choosing what I would like to have done to me, I would like them to say, D, don't talk about my boss like that.
Yeah.
No matter what, just don't talk about the person that I'm with like that. But I have absolutely been like, that's my girlfriend. Don't talk about my girlfriend like that, because you know, it closes that off if you think that they're not available.
And I mean, if they'll immediately, like, trash takes itself out after you say that to them, then they know, like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I again this one was kind of a hard one for me to compile, because I've only heard about the situation, but I've never really been involved being the person in the urinal or being the person being talked about. But I kind of thought, like, telling them, like, lie and being like, oh, I'm with that person is a good option just to de-escalate. I think that's a good answer. I think ignoring them is kind of the worst answer, in my opinion, because I think it would make them more mad or talk even more at you. But I do think telling them politely that you're not comfortable discussing that person, you don't have to use the word boss, it's just something to put in there. But I do think that that's like an acceptable option, is like, I'm just uncomfortable having this conversation with you at the urinal in the bathroom. It's a little weird. Let's not,
with like our dicks in our hands. peeing, like, whoa,
they're gonna fight to the death at the urinal, you know? Like,
yeah, everyone has swords.
Yeah.
Everyone has swords at the urinal. Yeah.
All right.
Oh my
goodness. Moving on.
Moving on.
All right. I guess I got to read number 9. You notice someone is pestering other customers while shopping at your cosplayer's booth. They're not buying anything, talking politics, religion, the economy, etc. Do you A, ignore them and let the cosplayer handle the conversation? B, start interacting with the fan by asking them other more positive questions. This way others can still shop peacefully, taking the pressure off the cosplayer, then nicely telling the fan that the cosplayer is a bit busy right now and to come back later to chat more. C, fight to the death with the fan at the booth! Or D, Tell them that the conversation isn't appropriate for this event and try to change the subject.
It's a very good question, mm-hmm. especially in our current this climate.
Is loaded, yeah. Very loaded.
I mean,
ignore.
Not necessarily, but like, you know, again, letting the cosplayer handle the situation, but like eavesdrop and just listen in to be like, okay, when do I have to intervene? Mm-hmm. But that happens with a lot of things. That happens often. I'm sure you guys have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of times where like we have fans and then we have, you know, I hate to use the word super fan, but some people that like there's that paranormal relationship that they think they have with you and that you guys are buddies and we're friends because we talk online. But they're maybe just commenting on your photos and that's it. Or you guys do exchange words on social media. But they want to just be your friend. So they engage in the conversation and they keep talking and they keep talking. But they're not going to buy anything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've had to like, you know, kind of like as the cosplayer tell them like, hey, you know, I'm so sorry. But I do have to like, I have some other fans that I need to talk to and some other folks that I would need to engage with. And, you know, unless you're going to like purchase something right now, I do have to like address my attentions elsewhere. And that's like me handling it, or even as an attendant you can still step in and use that same language. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. D is a good one too. Like, you can tell them this isn't the appropriate conversation to have at this time at this event.
Mm-hmm. yeah
everything is like a little bit sprinkled into one answer except for C. But,
you know. Fight the death is the best.
Unless it's a ticketed event and there's like a kiddie pool full of baby oil or something and yes! Jello and like you're like, okay, who wants to see me fight this fan?
Where is food? This event? I want to go to.
Look, I have ideas. They live up here front free. Yeah. I mean, where do you guys stand?
I'm personally either like if I'm attending somebody, I'd want to see how they want to handle the situation before I step in as well. But personally, I'm always trying to make sure that everyone leaves my presence with a positive interaction. Mm-hmm. So I don't ever want to just be like super direct and say like, hey, stop talking about that. I mm-hmm. like moving somebody in a gently in a different conversational path. And if they're taking up too much of your time, being like very gentle and being like, hi, I'm so sorry, but I have other people that I would like to speak to. Thank you so much for coming. If I'm not, you know, busy later and you don't see anybody here, you're welcome to come back and we can keep talking, but maybe let's not carry this conversation on. And just trying to like diffuse the situation.
Yeah.
And I would probably do the same thing if a cosplayer wanted me to step in for them on their behalf, just because I want to make sure everyone has a positive interaction with everybody involved, mm-hmm. and never leave a situation thinking like, oh, this person is a bitch or whatever. Because,
yeah,
you know, you have one bad day and one person posts on Reddit and then mm-hmm. you're branded on the internet as a horrible person forever.
Yeah. In my personal opinion, I do think ignoring them and letting the cosplayer handle it isn't the best way to go about it. I don't think you should ignore. I think you should be engaged and be on standby. So to me, I feel like A is kind of like the only, no, you should, you're supposed to be kind of like keeping an eye on the booth. You're helping them at the booth. I don't know that fight to the death is the best unless it's you repeatedly telling them, hey, let's talk about something else. Then I think fight to the death could be the last option, you know? Like, I think it's still possible. But I do love a good start interacting with the fan by asking them other things, because a lot of times, I think sometimes fans will bring up like politics, religion, out of like discomfort or not really knowing what to say. So if you can bring up something like, hey, like your anime shirt or something to kind of bring them back to a more, you know, appropriate for the scene, for the setting kind mm-hmm. of conversation.
Yeah, misdirection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. A nice good old misdirection to bring us back to things that like, you know.
Get a little sleight of hand in there, and it's a magic show.
Yeah, you know, pull the rabbit out of the hat.
Yeah, I think for sure the first sentence and B, like you have so much control at your booth to steer the conversation mm-hmm. anywhere you want to go, mm-hmm. and that's including, you know, making eye contact with your handler to be like, I need you to step in or not, you know. So yeah, I do like that.
Yeah, I have hand signals with my handlers. I'm not going to tell you what they are. Oh.
You just do them all at once really fast and I can't tell what it is.
One of my verbals with sleight of hand my groups for people is the sun's getting real low.
Yup.
We're like, we got to get out of the situation now, or we need whatever the case may be. It's like the sun's getting real low. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also do think telling the fan that the conversation isn't appropriate if you try to misdirect multiple times, I do think it's okay to have that conversation at one point.
Yeah.
But I do try to give the warning signs of like,
let's talk about something else.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's boundaries too. To be mm-hmm. like, I'm sorry, I don't have the bandwidth of the spoons to discuss this topic right now, or whatever, yeah. whatever it is, without being mean about it.
Yeah. Right. All about tone.
Yes.
Very much yeah. so about tone.
Because you care about them. You want them. You love them as a fan. They, mm-hmm. Maybe they're buying stuff and they just want to have a full conversation with you that isn't necessarily something you want to talk about, but you want them to leave your booth with a positive experience
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I always want to make sure that everyone feels appreciated. I just don't. I don't necessarily always have the ability to talk about religion
yeah.
and politics.
Yeah,
with you
yeah, exactly.
When I'm trying to have a nice time at a con.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to take the next one, number 10? Ash?
Yes. So you are attending a cosplayer, and you notice that a fan is standing very close to them, and the cosplayer is showing signs of discomfort. Do you A, fight the fan to the death?
Fight them.
B, approach the fan politely and ask them to take a step back a bit. Maybe use the cosplayer's prop as a reason they might need space. Their wings are really huge. The skirt of the dress is really long. I have had my train stepped on many a time, so that is valid. Mm-hmm. C, do nothing. The cosplayer should speak up if the fan is too close. Or D, tell the fan not to stand too close and be blunt. Hmm. Personally, I try to always be nice. Mm-hmm. So I would probably ask them very politely and ask them to just give the cosplayer some space. Because if they're not being rude or like seeming like they're gonna do anything untoward, I will also meet them with that same energy and just be like, hey, like, you know, maybe you just don't understand social cues. Like, this person needs a little space. You're in their bubble. Let's give them a little space and just ask politely. Now, if they seem like they're being aggressive or anything like that, I'm going to be blunt. I'm mm-hmm. just like, you need to back off. Just take a step back. Mm-hmm. And those are my
yeah.
two answers.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you made a good point there about social cues because not everyone is predatory. Some people just don't understand spatial awareness mm-hmm. or have those certain cues to be like, oh, I'm kind of like getting really close to this person, but they don't realize they're too close. Mm-hmm. I like a combination of B and D, you know, like in a nice, polite, kind way. I mean, I've been in a line at a market and like have had to tell someone to like, can you give me some space? You're like on my back, like your back of your cart is on my butt right now or whatever. And they're fine. They don't realize that they're doing it. And sometimes, again, with social cues, they don't realize that they're doing it either. But of course, everyone just wants to be close to you guys. I mean, look at you.
Because we smell good. You're just,
yeah.
What if we don't, though? What if we don't?
Oh, just like you don't so know that. Good. I mean, yeah. I can come
we
up
can
with
vouch.
Some really good scents from B-Pal that smell absolutely atrocious if you want to wear that to keep people off of you.
It's a deterrent.
It's a deterrent. Oh, bless.
Oh, my gosh. A Delulu Canoe B-Pal scent.
It can happen. Yeah, we can do a licensed scent for you. A little collaboration.
All the ideas. Would we'll it smell later. Like water? Would it be like dirty water?
Why is it gonna be dirty?
Dirty
There's
water.
I want it to smell ozone. Like. I want it to smell like the log ride at Disney.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's a little bit of the log ride with like dirty water.
Okay, well, we're gonna have to talk about that later because we do room sprays, hair glosses, beard oils, perfume. You know,
I'm just having an unhinged moment. Like this whole script is very unhinged, and I'm just like, we need a fight to the death. Smell. We need it all.
Delulu, Trelu, you're all your. Delulu's come Trelulu.
They all be coming Trelulu.
Yeah. But, I mean, I haven't really – I'm also very much like a, oh, can you please give me some space? Or like – and if, of course, if I'm wearing something, I'm like, this is sensitive material. Or like this armor is actually really delicate or sharp or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, there's a reason why my wings are always too big. Mm-hmm. Wing awareness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Dare, what would you do?
Definitely fight the fan to the death. Yes. Always. Any chance. No. I think like I'm really good at just very politely looking at them and just being like, hey, you're kind of standing a little close to me. Do you mind taking a step back?
Yeah.
And I used to not be. Like there's very much so an interaction in my mind, like at the first WonderCon where somebody stood like way too close to me and I just took it. Like I just weirdly ended up standing like they were in my bubble. I just was kind of like, okay, yeah, because like all of my Disney training, you are not allowed to say the words no, and you're not really allowed to like point out things that people are doing quote unquote wrong. So it took me a while to like unlearn that you are totally allowed and it is okay to very nicely tell people like, hey, you're kind of actually like in my space a little bit. Do you mind taking a step back? And so I definitely think politely at first telling them to take a step back is the top answer. I do think D is also a good potential option if it's obviously escalating. But as the attendant, I don't think ever being blunt with someone is okay right out the gate. I think you should always lead with like pleases and do you mind, just soften the blow.
I'm always reminded that you worked for the Walt Disney Company and you had attendants where we have handlers and no isn't an option for you. And the situation was similar, but very different.
Well,
when you describe your scenarios, I'm just like, oh yeah, no, that we're, that's an absolute no from us. And like, I'm sorry that you couldn't say no at the time.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's all in like character, like it's all in like under Disney's like character integrity, clauses and such, that it's like, you never see a Disney princess ever saying like no, unless it's like the last thing they could possibly write in the movie. Obviously, they're like never rude and those kinds of things. So it's like the same thing translates into the characters. And I sometimes forget that. Like, it's still so ingrained because I remind yourself, for a long time.
You're a cosplayer. You're not a character per se, but you're also a human being.
Disney princess anymore.
You're always a Disney
You're
princess.
You're a queen. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You've graduated. You're a queen now.
Right?
I've now you have more power.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get more
And no is a complete sentence.
Number 11, our last one.
You see a fan getting handsy during a photo, and the cosplayer had already tried to get the fan to pose in a more relaxed pose. Do you let the cosplayer handle the situation? They have it under control. B, stand in front of the person taking the photo, ask the cosplayer if they are okay with that designated pose. Cosplayer tells a fan they are uncomfortable, and they then take over the redirection. C, fight to the death with a fan?
Yes!
D, ask the cosplayer out loud in front of other fans if they are okay. The cosplayer responds that they are not, and they attempt to redirect the fan's pose, and you step in to see the fan is compliant.
This one's a tough one.
Do you guys ever get asked to be like, okay, choke me, punch me? How do you guys feel about those ones?
Unless they're paying me, I don't do them.
Okay.
Good answer. I don't really get asked to do those poses. I get asked a lot to be picked up. And in certain costumes, I refuse to be picked up. Mm-hmm. Even when I know the person and I know they're not going to hurt me, there's certain costumes that I'm like, nope, absolutely not. So
I don't go off the ground.
Yep.
Ever. I don't care if I know you
or
not.
I did it once, like 15 years
ago.
Yeah, I did it. I'm like, we don't need to do this again.
There was one man who would always ask, can I pick you up?
I know who you're talking about.
And I did that one time and I made that mistake and I will never do it again. Mm. And that has taught me a valuable lesson that I don't leave the ground.
I don't leave the ground.
That's yeah. It's just safer that way for everybody involved. I feel like when I have been asked to do compromising poses, I do go back to the Disney mindset where you, like the prompt says, redirect and go, oh, do you mind posing like this? How about we put our hands here? What if we hold hands for the photo? But if somebody were to be persistent about the pose, I completely drop the pose and like the redirect. And I just tell them like, I'm actually really uncomfortable doing that pose. Do you mind doing the suggested one? Mm-hmm. But if I were attending, I obviously wouldn't fight to the death in this situation. I sort of would let the cosplayer handle the situation. And then once I see the signal of like the confrontation happening, that's when I would stand in front of the person and go, she's talking to you. She's redirecting you. You need to listen. And then that's when I would turn into like the more stern and the more blunt, is after I see the cosplayer is taking control of the situation and it's not going the right way.
I'm all about the positive reinforcement. Like, let them see if they can handle it, because sometimes they're like, you don't know. They may want to be like, I can handle this.
Mm-hmm.
And give them that autonomy and that, you know, give them that independence to do so. And then step in, like you said, dare to okay, we're going to reinforce this then. Instead of just jumping in. Unless in the beginning of the day they told you right away, if you see this and this, and you just step in. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing, is you want to have a nice conversation with your handler in the very beginning of the day of like, okay, this is a problematic person. I don't want to shoot with this person, or this person wants me to be picked up every single time. Keep it out for him. This person's always trying to get butt shots. Like, and that's why it's important for all of us to constantly pay attention. I mean, sometimes, again, dissociating is my favorite pastime. But, like, pay attention around you and other people and, like, and, you know, be mindful, photographers and other people out there. We talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
We know who we feel unsafe around, and we know who problematic people are. And, you know, That's all.
Because we're a community. We're a community.
Yeah. I mean, if I was handling for a cosplayer, I would do the same thing that you did, Dara. Let them lead and then basically just be there as reinforcement. I have absolutely had people grab me and I have just yelled at them.
Yeah.
Like, the second that you touch me, I'm like, you are done here. And I will dress you down in public because you deserve it. You deserve to be humiliated if you're going to behave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pay to watch that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I should have been paid to do that. But
exactly.
Instead, he got a free grope. Rude.
Dang.
I do not like that.
Yeah, but I would let the cosplayer lead for sure. And if I felt that I needed to come in and step in with them, then I would, especially if it escalates. Like, if I was my handler when that happened to me, I would have watched that and been like, okay, now is go time. And I would have grabbed that person and I would have walked them to security.
Because if I knew
what had happened, or like, say, like, what happened with me was I was in Vampirella and my handlers were unfortunately talking to another person at the time. So they did not actually see it until I started yelling at this person. So they didn't see what happened, but they knew immediately something bad happened. And they did do their best to get security there, but the guy ran off beforehand.
Ugh.
Yeah. So we have a picture of him. And I swear I see him sometimes.
I want to see this picture.
I don't have it. I don't have it.
Oh, okay. We can get it, though. It's within our reach.
He goes to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And WonderCon, usually.
Okay. I will say, asking the cosplayer out loud in front of other fans, I think that's inappropriate, in my opinion. Just, like, very loudly being like, are you good? I think for some reason that to me is like you're kind of
– it's more attention on you that you didn't want.
It also feels callous kind of. Like, because like if something bad happened, then probably no, I'm not good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Although I will say if – like I wrote this one out with like Phoenix in mind because I think she would be like, yep, I'm not good. I think Phoenix would be
not
like
– okay.
She'd be like, call not it out. Call it out. Don't be shy. Like I love Phoenix so much. Shout out. Like that was for her. That was for you.
Phoenix.
We love.
I can see that.
She just had a birthday.
She did. But by the time this episode comes out.
It's well past that.
She'll have, been done celebrating her birthday.
Where are we at? Were we in April?
Girl, today? I don't know.
May.
I don't know where we're at with this episode.
It's our birthday. Happy birthday to us.
Yeah. Well, thank you both so much for coming on and doing this random quiz. I hope it made you laugh or made you feel something. Or nothing.
It made me feel deeply.
Yeah, very deeply. Made me think about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell everybody if they don't know who you both are, where they can find you on social media, and maybe tell us just, like, a little bit about, like, the content you make or something fun about yourself. Or not.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. my turn. I'm MX Chrissy Lynn across the board. C-H-R-I-S-S-Y-L-Y-N-N with an MX in front of that. And I am a makeup artist and a hairstylist and a wig stylist, and I do costuming and fabrication, and I'm an elder millennial, so I'm behind the times on what's trending. So if something's trending for content, you will see it from me a month or two later. What it is not trending.
Well,
because that's the only time I have.
Fair.
I'm Ashlyn Day. You can find me on all platforms as Ashlyn Day. I am a cosplay maker and artist. I do silly content about my life and also sometimes cosplay. And I'm a spooky goth, so obviously. I don't know if you could tell that I'm a goth girl. You can find me everywhere on the things.
Amazing. And you all know where you can find me on Instagram, Dare Taylor Official with the blue check mark. Singer, songwriter, cosplayer, actress. Runner of this show, producer of the show sometimes. And I really appreciate you both taking some time and coming back in the canoe and answering some of these weird questions. So I guess my last question for you all is, would you fight to the death?
Yes. 1,000%.
I'm ready to go right now. Let's go.
Fighting to the death. And don't forget, everybody, to stay Delulu because it's the Salulu and fight to the death.
You guys are so cute. Good job.